Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. She's also the president of From the Heart Productions, which is one of the top money partners with Indiegogo. And this is where they give fiscal sponsorship to filmmakers. This is just one of the many things that From the Heart Productions does. Carol offers personal consultations to those who are sponsored, and she's also teaching the intentional filmmaking classes on Google Hangout. Today, Carol and I are discussing the importance of your community, also known as your audience, which is one of your greatest sources of money for making your film and selling the download and DVD. It's important to know how to identify your community, how to reach them and gather their emails and zip codes for crowdfunding and marketing. Believe us, your community will be your greatest support. And Carol, how would you define community when it comes to filmmakers?
Well, it's got a lot of names these days. It was your audience. It was it's also known as your market. Who's your market for your film? Some people call it peeps. Who are your peeps out there? But nowadays, we have to embrace the new world of marketing and distribution and look at the fact that we need to build our own audience as we're making the film. No longer do you make a film and come out of that editing room and say, here, look at my new film, and drag it around to distributors. That's not always the way to do it. What you need is to be able to prove to everyone that your film does have an audience. So the audience word now is called community, and that's how to look at it. You're building a community around your film, and I think it's a wonderful new direction for all of us to embrace.
Very true. Very true. And there are many things that people can do when it comes to this kind of thing. For instance, do you recommend that people write a blog? Is that something that is on the top of your list?
Absolutely on the top. So let's get started with the website, because all of this is like the trail to raising the money or crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is here to stay, and it's only going to explode and get bigger and bigger. And thank heaven, we started this 2 years ago, so we really now are pretty much experts in teaching people how to crowdfund. So I know this sounds like we're going around the wrong way, but we're not. All roads lead to Rome, which today is called crowdfunding or Indiegogo. So stick with me on this. First of all, every film has to have its own website. So look for one of the new CMS sites, and WordPress is free. And you can make the changes and upload all the information yourself. So that's number one. And what do you put on this site? Well, your buy now or your donate button, if you're working under fiscal sponsor, is the most important thing. That goes in a very important, highly noticed area. We create donate buttons for all of our fiscal sponsored films. And it says tax-free donation to the ABC film. All the money goes to the nonprofit, so everyone gets a tax write-off. Next is your page should be linked to your social networks like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And the most important thing you can do is have an opt-in box on your site to collect names, email addresses, and zip codes. Now, you've seen this on almost every site you go to. It says, join our mailing list or something like that. Well, since you guys are so creative, I want you to make an ask in a very creative way to get these names, because this is your greatest asset. This is where your community lies, in these names. These are going to be the people who will donate to crowdfunding, send you checks, follow you from beginning to end, and eventually buy your DVD or your download. So why do we want zip codes? Because there's a whole new thing out there now called Gather, GATHR.com, and this is where you can, if you get enough people together in an area, you can have your own screening. So when you know the zip codes in the areas that people are in, you can either use that or you can go rent a theater and send out your own invitation. So it's always looking down the road for where you're going with your film.
That's a brilliant idea, Carol. That is really, really good, yes.
And you do have to have a blog, Claire. But I think you should keep the blog on the site. You can go to another place and build a blog, but remember, every time you take people off of your site, what are you going to do to bring them back?
Oh, that's true, yes.
So keep them on the site, build a blog on the site, as well as your opt-in box, and I recommend that you give something away to get the name. Regardless of what it is, it should be tied to your film. Example, if you have a health product, if you're talking about vegetarian diets and how beneficial they are, put on there five easy recipes for vegetarian food. And click on this. We'll send you, you'll get this free information, and we, in exchange for your email information, for which we'll keep you updated about the completion of our film.
Great. So always tie in existential related issues to the content of your blog to keep the interest building.
Absolutely. See, blogging is a key market element. Having the blog on your own site, bringing people to it, and a weekly blog, of course, keeps people coming back to your site for current information about the film. Now, remember that Google picks up the titles of blogs, so be sure to use keywords of your market in the title. This is the new way to market your film, through this community who's interested in the subject. So let's say that it was on vegetarian food or better health with vegetarianism, and you used any of those keywords, Google, in your title, Google would pick it up, and people searching for those words would find your blog.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. And then I heard that you recommend Blog Talk Radio, which, of course, is what we're doing right now, is Blog Talk Radio, to filmmakers. Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah,
it is. Thank you, Blog Talk.
Oh, we just enjoy this so much. It's a great free service, and I highly recommend you do a show. You can, let's say that you've got a show, you interview your cameraman. If you're doing a feature or a short, you can interview your actors and give your audience a touch of Hollywood. If you're doing a doc, you can perhaps even interview some of the people that are in your film. How exciting that would be. And, of course, you feature the Blog Talk on your website, so people can click on that link and go straight to your show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you do a search on the Blog Talk site, you can see other filmmakers who are doing the same thing. And, of course, a 30-minute show, there's no fee for. They do have some premium accounts, you know, if you want to do, you know, an hour show or more, or, you know, some other options available. But it works very, very well. In fact, I know that many of the shows you have done already, Carol, you have had quite a following of people who tune in and listen, and then many people go and listen to the on-demand episodes, so it works very, very well.
It does. You have a history of what you've done, and it's really important for people who are following your film to stay updated. But I also think you need a log line. That is a one-sentence summary of the film. And I have something written on my website on how to create a good log line, and it's under fromtheheartproductions.com /loglines.shtml. Plus, the next thing is a sticky story, which is a two-paragraph description of the film that people can remember. And there's certain items you need in there, like a credible statement and an emotional feeling. So, again, go to my website, fromtheheartproductions.com /interview27.shtml. There's a lot of guidance on my site for film funding.
Great. Okay. Now, do you recommend doing a Facebook page just for the movie?
Absolutely. Just for the movie. You know, the movie is a live entity. When you start filming, when you birth this project, you have to sort of hold on, because sometimes this film takes off, and particularly in a documentary, and goes in a direction that and you feel like you're just holding on. It is taking you, because every time you start the camera and you do an interview, something new pops up that you didn't know about. So you become a researcher, investigator. And the film needs to be birthed on Facebook.
Right.
Build your Facebook page and use the same typeface and the logo and the colors as the website, because you want to brand your film, and all of your social media has to have the same colors, typeface, and tie into your one sheet as well as your page on your website.
Okay, good, good going. Do you think that advertising your film on Facebook is really going to increase the community, though? Is this something that you're an advocate of?
Oh, I'm a big advocate. I have seen people increase their numbers, because this is the other thing that you have to realize about crowdfunding or building a community while making a film. The numbers are what matter. Forks Over Knives has 60,000 names on their community.
Wow.
Can you imagine with one email what they can sell in products that are related to their film? It's the greatest asset they have, this mailing list. And the thing of it is that you have to realize is that we build our own mailing list now around our films. But here's what happened. I knew that that other filmmakers had raised their numbers by running ads on Facebook. So I had lunch with my friend Delaney, who is making a film on ground operations about returning vets with PTSD, and they need a job outdoors, and they're becoming organic farmers. So I said, "How many names do you have?" She said, 600. So here's the ratio, Claire. You can figure you will get 5% of your names to give you $50 average. So it was easy for me to say, look, you've got 600 names times 5%. You're going to get 30 donations at $50 each, or $1,500. That's a lot of work for so little money. And she agreed. So I said, advertise on Facebook. 3 weeks go by, and I said, where are you? What's happening? I thought you were going to launch your campaign. She said, I'm doing so good. I now have 6,000 names. What? 6,000. So she did the work ahead of time, and she was very smart to wait and launch when she had a crowd around her. Now, so this is what she did. She went for it. She raised it. I think it was close to a month that she advertised, but she kept changing her ads, Claire. And she wrote little questions like, do you like organic food? I don't know exactly what her marketing campaign was, but I know this is what you want to do, is ask a question that people will hit the like button.
And that's yes.
And she kept changing it. Every week or so, she would change the picture and the question, and she just got more and more names. And I'll explain later how you get those people off of the Facebook likes over to your opt-in box.
Okay, great. All right, now how good is Twitter for your film?
Well, Twitter's made a lot of changes lately, and it's really becoming more like Facebook. So you can actually set up a page for your project and have a banner page like Facebook. It's called a header photo. And in September 2012, they did a press release that said, upload all new header photo on mobile apps for iPad, iPhone, and Android or Twitter.com. And the same image will appear whenever anyone views your profile on the web or on these apps. But the secret, one of the secrets, is rather than tweet about your film, use Twitter to create discussions about your subject matter. If you can find a good article relating to your subject, then retweet it with that link. You should routinely also conduct searches on Twitter for your name. John Reese, in his book Think Outside the Box Office, said that if you want to know what people are saying about you, that you can use client programs like TweetDeck, TweetDeck, mm-hmm. or Tweety that support saved searches.
Okay, and I think Hootsuite might do that as well.
Okay.
That's another good one, yes. And so there are more things that you recommend for Twitter, and this is just one of those additions to creating your community, right?
Exactly.
Okay, well... Now, I know that you've also talked about how you can use emails to communicate with fans quickly and how blogs are good and so forth. And I know that some of the other things that you've talked about in the past relate to that, like, for instance, constant contact can keep your followers and donors apprised of the latest developments and so forth. Did you want to cover some of that before I move on to the next question?
No, go ahead.
Oh, all right. Okay, because I know we'll cover it later then. So what about creating strategic alliances with large groups who have your community as members? How do you approach them?
Okay, strategic alliances. Well, how do you approach them? That is you carefully. Because these people have worked very long and hard to create a community themselves. So they know how much work and time and effort went into it, and they are very protective of their names. So here you are, a filmmaker, you're making a film, it fits absolutely perfectly with this audience, and yet you can't get through that front door. So here's what you have to do. First of all, you have to identify what is a strategic alliance. They are groups or individuals that can help you, because you need to spread the word to many people quickly. So strategic alliances can be organizations or business, and what you want from them is for them to partner with you to help you spread the word, and even if you have to pay a commission, that can be set up. You can always have any people who come to you to your site log in or use a code, and that way you know where it's coming from. But anyway, first of all, you want them to send your newsletter to their members or post a trailer on their website or put a link in a major spot on their website to send people to your film. Those are
usually
the three reasons. But what is in it for them, you see? because that's all they care about. What are you going to do for me? These are my people, and if you want to get through to my people, who are you? So
Right. This
is why everything we have talked about so far is absolutely a priority. You have to say, here's my Facebook page, my Twitter, my LinkedIn, my website, here's my trailer, all of this. All of that makes you a credible person. You exist because you are out in cyberspace now.
Right.
Now, you tell them who you are and what the film is that you're making, but the real truth is how to crack that company into opening the door to supporting your needs. And you would think a heartfelt pitch would do it, but that's not always the way it works. So we have to come up with some really good ideas. And this is what I do for my fiscal sponsors, is I work with them one-on-one. And we come up with specific items to give based on the film and the film's content. So sometimes we say, well, you're local, you're in Los Angeles, and I'm making my film here. So I'll tell you what I'll do is I will come with my director of photography or with my director of the film, since I'm the producer, and we'll have a free screening for you and show the film and answer questions. So by you promoting the film for me, I'll give you the free screening. That may or may not be enough. When I go out to raise goods for my grant, Claire, I have four or five things in my little box of tricks. And so I start off with the first thing, and I listen or look at them or see how they respond to my email. And if that doesn't do it, I go in with more. And I highly recommend that the first one or two strategic alliances you create, do it in person so you can look at them and see how they respond to what you're offering. And also, they can feel your energy and your passion. You'll get much further along if you can do it in person. But the idea is to have four or five things similar to that that you're going to do just for their members. Perhaps it's a discount with a code that when the film is finished, they put in a three-letter discount code, and everyone that belongs to that organization gets a 20% discount or something. So
right.
You don't go in until you are totally aligned with what you want and what you want to give. But I want to back up here because we really, first of all, you have to find who is your strategic alliance. How do you find them? Well, first of all, you have to brainstorm your subject matter. For example, let's go back to Delaney. She's doing a show about veterans becoming organic farmers. So she's got, here are the things I would tell Delaney to Google to find organizations on returning veterans with PTSD, veterans' families supporting PTSD, organic farming, organic farmers, organic food. So you see what I'm saying? You take
yes.
the essence of the film and just come up with all of these matching words. And
right.
then you have to Google those. You get online and you Google those in the strategic search section. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so the idea is that you Google all those, you find organizations, and you go on Google and you search for them because they're somewhere. They're on Facebook, they're LinkedIn, they're on the Internet, these organizations. Then you go to Alexa, Alexa.com, or Quantcast, Quantcast.com, and you look them up. What is the size of their membership? Do they have an opt-in box? What are they doing to support their people? And start with the number of people they have in their organization, because that's what you're really interested in. I know this is really time-consuming, but this is the way it's done. You do the search, you find the companies, and then you create your platform of what you want to give and what you want to get. So I recommend that you give yourself an hour a day and do some searching, or hire a person to do it for you, get an intern out of a film school. I think nowadays that we can create a new title called Researcher, Social Networker, and offer those titles to emerging film students in exchange for a set number of hours invested in your film. For example, you could say, if you'll give me 5 hours a week for 20 weeks, that's 100 hours total, I'll give you this title. And if this is someone who really wants to learn the business, working with you could be a major asset. So they might say yes. The main thing is you will need help, because there is a lot of work to be done. But it pays off, because, first of all, look for organizations with 5,000, 10,000 people. And now you can see that if one organization with 10,000 people sends out one mailer for you and drives people to your website, and you have a good opt-in box, you are likely to capture an extra 300-500 new names. And that's the key. Build your community.
Right. Once again, it always comes back to that.
Right.
Now, Carol, I know we have about 3 minutes left. So much more we wanted to talk about, and I think I better toss it to you as to what you want to cover next.
Okay. Well, all right. I have a very important question here I want to answer from one of our filmmakers, because she wanted to know one woman wants to know that most of her audience is Spanish, so should I create a separate Indiegogo campaign for them? No.
Mm-hmm.
Put both English and Spanish on your campaign. That's fine. And don't be afraid of a $20 minimum donation. A lot of people think they have to do 5 or 10. You don't. We have one of the highest average donations with Indiegogo. And I can tell you one of the reasons is because I highly recommend a $20 minimum donation. Let them go together and each put in $10 and give you the $20. Things have changed, and in this world now, $20 is an easy minimum donation. The next thing was that one of my main questions regarding starting an Indiegogo campaign is how to get a list of emails from groups that might be interested in supporting my documentary. Well, I hope I've answered that, because it's really the most important thing for you to go to the Google Keyword Traffic Estimator and put in your keywords in quotes, like Barbara Marx Hubbard, or healthy aging, or female matadors. Whatever the subject matter is, put it in there and see what you come up with.
Okay. I want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you, your website, and your email address.
Right. It's caroledean@att.net, spelled CAROLEEDEAN @att.net, or fromtheheartproductions.com. And we are fiscal sponsors. We are partners with Indiegogo. And our mantra over here is to support you while you raise the funds and make it a pleasant experience, because that's why I wrote the book. It's an art. Raising money is an art, the same as making a film. And you are specialist in art, so raising money can be easy.
Well, and certainly with the information that you have shared, it certainly does make it easier to know what to do. And then the process is a whole other piece, of course. But persistence, tenacity, and positive thinking, you know, good intentions that go into it, probably are the fuel that helps it go. Would you agree?
Totally. You must use your mind. It's your greatest asset.
Okay. Carol, thank you so much. I look forward to having more conversations about this topic again in the future.
You're welcome, Claire. Thank you. Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.